The Love and Abner Show.
With your old friends, Jason Kitt, Cliff Arquette, Willard Waterman, music by Opie Case, and starring Love and Abner.
But first, a short message from the Ford dealers of America. Owners everywhere are talking about the economy of the 50 Ford. Listen to what Mr. Jacob N. Wade of Lyndhurst, Virginia, one of over 420,000 delighted owners, said about his new Ford.
In these days when the cost of everything is up, it's certainly great to own a 50 Ford. For I found that my new Ford V8 gives me everything I'd expect to find in an expensive car for amazingly little money. And in addition to being a low-cost car to buy, I find my Ford is mighty economical to own. I get 20 miles to a gallon and spend very little for upkeep. My money sure goes a lot further since I've owned a 50 Ford. Yes, Ford owners everywhere are finding out about the economy of a great new Ford. They're saving real money now because of Ford's low price. And they'll be saving real money for years to come because of Ford's low operating and maintenance costs. But see for yourself. Tomorrow, stop by your neighborhood Ford dealers. Get the facts on Ford economy. Then take the wheel and test drive the big new Ford.
And here they are, your old favorites, Love and Abner.
Andrew, will you come over here and help me put this sign on the door?
Why, sure, Lom.
Just hold this nail in place while I whack it with a hammer.
Lom, suppose you hold a nail in place while I whack it with a hammer.
You think I'm crazy?
Trouble here is we're suffering from an oversupply of whackers.
Have you ever seen me hit anybody on the thumb with a hammer?
Yes. Last summer when Opie Case helped you put up the screen.
That was just a little tap.
Tap? You smacked that thumb so flat it looked like he's carrying around a pancake flipper.
Why, he didn't even holler.
He let out such a beller, all the fellas at the sawmill knocked off for lunch.
Stop exaggerating and hold that nail.
Lom, you couldn't hit that nail no matter if your whole life be.
Oh, now be quiet.
Huh?
Just
this
hold...
is my page slipping finger here, Lom. Be
just
careful.
Hold the nail in place. Okay, here goes. Yeah. How is that?
Not bad. Just aim it 2 more feet to the left, and I think you'll have it.
Trouble is, the top of the nail is too small.
You couldn't drive that nail if I stuck it in between my teeth and let you hit me on the back of the head.
Don't give me any ideas. Now, just hold it in place. This time, I'll keep my eyes open.
Good. I think one of us ought to know what's going on.
You ready, huh?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Oh, you idiot. Why don't you watch what you're doing?
Abner Peabody, I didn't even touch that hand.
I know you didn't. You got the one I had in my pocket.
Never mind. I'll just set the sign in the window.
Yeah, set it there. Look, but hey, wait a minute. Store for sale.
Yeah, yeah. I decided we'd better sell this place, Abner, and move to a new location.
Now, wait just a minute, Lom. We ain't moving.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Oh, yes, we are.
I know you listen to reason. Now, start packing.
Now, wait, Lom. We've been in this location for 40 years. I don't see no sense in moving just when folks is beginning to know where we're at.
Well, 40 years ago, this was all right. We was in the heart of town then. But the heart is moved. We ain't in it no more.
What if we ain't in the heart of town, where are we?
I don't know, but the way business has been lately, I got a pretty good eye.
I still don't think we ought to move.
We've got to. This street is dead. All the traffic is now 2 blocks over on the state highway.
What state highway?
The 4-lane super speed highway they put through in 1923.
They did?
Kitty, say, Abner, didn't you know that?
Mom, I've got more to do than go around looking for state highways. Besides, you're the one that's always bringing in the news. Why didn't you tell me about it?
Just found out about it yesterday myself.
Well, I still say this location is good enough for me.
Abner, don't you understand that things are changing? The town's been moving east.
It has?
Why, sure.
Didn't it like it over here?
The town has moved east and we ain't moved with it.
Well, how could we? We didn't know it was going anywhere.
Look, Ed, I ain't got time to explain this to you. We've got to get out and look for a good location. Now, come on.
Yeah, well, wait now, Lum. I better lock up the cash drawer first.
No, don't bother. Maybe somebody will feel sorry for us and leave something in it. Come on, let's go.
Doggies, Lum, ain't this kind of fur out in the country for a store?
Well, we gotta be farsighted about this.
Well, our customers are gonna have to be farsighted, too, or they'll never find us.
We don't have any competition out here.
Or any business. Is there wild animals around here?
Of course not. We ain't but 2 or 3 miles.
Hey, Doggies, wait a minute. Look there. Look in them bushes. Hippopotamus, Lum. Rhinoceros.
Andrew, get down. I can't hold you in my arms like this.
Doggies, a talking rhinoceros.
Hiya, fellas.
Oh, my goodness, that's Andy Devine.
Hey, if you saw a bunch of little kids anyplace, I've organized a Cub Scout pack, and I can't find them nowhere.
Oh, my goodness. Are they lost?
No, I am.
Well, the town's just over that hill there, Andy, but ain't you worried about them youngins running around loose?
Oh, I don't think they'll do much damage.
Well, you better get back to them.
Yeah, all right. Hey, and say, if you see Miss Pitts in town, tell her we're going to have a membership meeting in the church basement late this afternoon.
Miss Pitts? Is she joining the Cub Scouts?
Yeah, she's agreed to be our grandmother.
Miss Pitts, a mother? Dogus, how come her to take up scout work?
Well, she said she wanted to learn all that stuff. Not tired.
Yeah, I know who she's got in mind for that.
Woodcraft and trailing wild game.
Well, she's way ahead of them on that last one. She just about had lung for you 3 or 4 times.
Hey, she's beginning to make me nervous. Wish she'd stop going around singing that wild goose cry.
Say, would you fellas help me round up them young'uns?
Well, we'd like to, Andy, but we're out looking for a new location for the store. Have you saw any good-looking property?
That's cheap.
Well, I think there's a new subdivision going in just east of town near the river. I seen them planting a lot of trees there.
Goodness, that's right where we want to be. Who's in charge of it, do you know?
Yeah, now he's putting in a little office across from my barber shop. I believe his name is Randolph.
Randolph. Goodness, that sounds familiar. Abner, do you recollect anybody by that name?
Is he a tall, good-looking feller married to a woman named Agnes that run off with a paper hanger with 8 kids in Milwaukee?
No.
Just a shot in the dark.
Well, come on. We don't care who he is. Let's get over there and start talking business.
We coming in the store for long. I thought we was going over to see that Mr. Randolph.
Well, we can't now. I just recollected who that feller is. Frank W. Randolph's an old friend of mine.
Well, that's good, ain't it?
No, it ain't. Frank Randolph used to spend 3/4 of his time studying up ways to gyp me.
Well?
One time he sold me a half interest in an avocado factory.
Avocado factory?
Yes.
Was you dumb? They don't even make them things anymore, do they?
Another time he wanted to sell me a 3rd interest in a Panama hat factory.
Huh.
But this time I was going to be smart. I told him I wanted to look the place over before I put my money in it.
Good party.
So Frank said, sure, come on, we'll drive you out and see it. We went out in the country and he stopped at a big lake and he said, well, there it is. I said, where? He said, right there. They weave these Panama hats underwater.
Well, now, I have heard of that.
I said, I don't believe it. He said, all right, slip off your britches and dive in and see for yourself. So that's just what I done.
My dog is, I'm proud of you.
Yes, sir, I swam around and couldn't see a dad blame thing. And when I come up, I discovered Frank had run off with my britches and my wallet.
Well, maybe this would be a good chance to get him back from him.
No, it ain't safe for me to go near him. He'd gyp me again just sure as the world.
What?
Of course, now, there is one way we could deal with him. We could set up a dummy corporation.
A dummy corporation?
Yeah.
I, Dogan, I know just the man for president of it.
Oh, no, it can't be me. It's got to be some other dummy.
Wait a minute, I think I see just the fellow we're looking for. Old gossip monger Arquette. Howdy, fellas.
Yeah, howdy, Cliff. We were just talking about you.
About me? Well, hurry up and tell it. I ain't heard any interesting gossip all day.
Well, Cliff, we was wondering if you'd head up a dummy corporation to handle a transaction for us.
Well, I doubt if I'll have time, Lum. I just started working as a census taker.
Well, that don't take all your time, does it?
Well, it does if you do a thorough job like I'm doing. I ask them how many kids they got, what does your husband do, how much does he make a week, who he's been running around with lately.
Well, what does a government want to know that for?
They don't. I just slipped that one in myself.
Well, Cliff, I'm sure you could handle this job of ours.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also putting in part-time at the post office.
What do you do, sort the mail?
No, steam it. I steamed one piece of mail this morning for an hour and a half, and it wouldn't open. Finally discovered it was a postcard.
Well, Cliff, why don't you settle down and stop prying into other folks' affairs?
Why, sure, Cliff. You're too old to be working all day over a hot kettle.
Look, Cliff, all we want you to do is...
Well, I'm too tired to handle it today. I went to a party last night at the old lady's home. And was that a humdinger?
Why, I didn't break up till 8:30. Why, you old night owl.
Why, say, the Ovaltine flowed like water.
More troops got so loaded, somebody had to drive her a wheelchair.
Oh, my say. And as for Luella Attleberry, well, I'm not talking.
That's a relief.
What about Luella?
Well, sir, I don't like to brag. But did she make a play for me?
Yeah.
First she winked at me, and I winked back. She winked at me again, and I winked back.
Oh, you was clicking.
Yeah. She winked, I winked.
Yeah? Then what happened?
Nothing. We was both tuckered out from winking.
Cliff, this job ain't going to take a whole lot of strength. All we want you to do is buy us a nice lot from a feller named Frank Randolph.
Randolph? Oh, I bought one of them lots from him this morning.
Sure enough. What did he stick you for?
$50.
$50?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of high, too.
High? Well, I know. That's dirt cheap.
Hey, you can't get dirt much cheaper.
Well, I didn't know, and this Randolph said he was new in the business, said he didn't know what to charge.
Anyways, I'll say he don't. Cliff, would you watch the store for a few minutes?
Well, I...
Good. Come on, Abby.
Yeah, I'll come. Hey, where are we going, Mom?
Over to Randolph's office. All right, Granny, if we can buy a bunch of them lots at that price, we can clean up.
Well, good for us.
And this will give me a chance to finally get even with that varmint Randolph. I knowed if I waited long enough, someday the worm would turn.
Yeah, you sure have. Come on, let's hurry.
From the Ford Dealers of America.
There's a new driving thrill awaiting you at your neighborhood Ford dealers. For you're invited to take the wheel of the big new Ford and test drive it in your own way. Yes, friends, your Ford dealer wants you to experience the luxurious comfort and flashing performance of this truly great car. He wants you to see its beauty and to discover its many safety features. And most of all, he wants you to get the facts about the economy of the new Ford. You'll find that it's low in first cost and high in resale value, 50 on gas and oil, and inexpensive to maintain. So before you buy any car at any price, drop into your nearest Ford dealers and ask to test drive the 1950 Ford. Once you've felt its riding and driving ease, once you've thrilled to its smooth power and solid roadability, once you've checked it for safety and for economy, you'll agree it's the one truly fine car in the low price field. Make it a point to test drive the big new Ford tomorrow.
See anybody in there?
Yeah, somebody run the adding machine. Hey, maybe that... No, that's Opie Chase.
Opie? Mr. Randolph must have hired him for office boy.
I don't get just look at him working that machine. Well, he's a regular automat.
I hope he ain't adding up all the lots that's been sold so far. There won't be none left.
You reckon other folks is buying them?
Well, they're bound to, at that price.
Huh?
I'm glad we're good friends of Opie's. He can get us right into Mr. Randolph's office. Come on.
Yeah.
I say, Opie, we want to see...
Stay with you in a second,
boy.
Yes, sir. I had no idea he knows how to work that thing. He must have been going to night school every day.
Say, Opie, could you stop for just a second?
Yeah, might as well. This ain't no good.
No good? What's the matter with it?
I put over $15 nickels in it and ain't hit the jackpot once.
Well, that ain't no slot machine. It's an adding machine.
It is? No wonder I had such a hard time figuring out where to put the nickels.
Did you see them little numbers you was printing up there?
Sure, but I thought that was just my score.
Look, Opie, we want you to take us in to see Mr. Randolph right away.
Oh, I can't do that alone.
Yes, you can. Don't friendship mean nothing to you? Who lent you money when you were sick and then come to see you four or five times every day? Wouldn't hardly let you out of their sight.
The Ajax Finance Company.
I don't mean that.
They got me back on my feet, though. The last time they was there, they took the bed right out from under me.
Don't you recollect the time I lent you some money?
I sure do. That's why I switched to Ajax.
Yeah, your race was getting pretty high while I'm holding his little brother, that
way. Well, now, look, Opie, here's a couple of dollars.
I told you I wasn't doing business with you no more.
This ain't a loan. It's just to make you change your mind about slipping us in to see Mr. Randolph.
But, Law, maybe we got to get an appointment first.
All right, we'll get one.
Yeah.
Opie, write our name down in that appointment book. That's it on the desk there, ain't it?
Well, I guess so, but gosh, are you sure this is all right, Lum?
Of course it is. What time can you put us down for?
Well, how about 11 o'clock?
Good.
That time is taken.
We've just got to get in there. Here's another dollar. Put our name ahead of everybody else's.
Well, all right. Whatever you say. There you are.
Well, good. Now can you take us in to see him?
Lum, I can't do that.
Why not? You work here, don't you?
Well, gosh, no. I just come in to play the slot machine.
How do you like that? We wasted all that time.
And $3.
Come on, let's get in there.
Yeah. Yes? What is it?
Oh, my goodness, Miss Pitts.
Bogus, are you working here, too?
No, I'm just waiting for Mr. Randolph to come in.
Why, was you aiming on talking business with him?
If nothing more interesting develops, yes. I'm selling greeting cards to raise money for our new Cub Scout pack.
Oh, yes. Andy told us you was going to be the den mother.
Could I interest you in some cards, Mr. Edwards?
Well, no, you see, I
have some lovely numbers. Now, here's a beautiful graduation day card.
I'd rather not hear it.
You're leaving school today, my son. A reward for your endurance. You'll soon be eligible now to draw your unemployment insurance.
Oh, that's sweet.
Here's a very sentimental one for May Day.
Yeah, have you got one in there for Groundhog Day? There's a little groundhog over by my place. I'd like to get him something.
Well, now, please listen to this one. Upon your
Miss
door,
Pitt,
I...
If you don't mind. Please.
No, I don't mind. Upon your door, I hang a basket of heliotrope and heather. I hang it on hope someday we'll hang one on together.
Oh, that's nice. I don't understand it, but it's awful sweet.
I have a lovely anniversary card that starts out, "Oh, husband dear, I've looked for you the whole wide world over."
Well, don't read it to me.
Oh, dear, I must have lost that husband one someplace. I better go look for it.
Yeah, do that. And if you find it, make a carbon copy of it and then throw both of them away. Please.
Well, I'll find it and I'll be back. Goodbye.
How am I ever going to get that woman to stop thinking marriage is so wonderful?
Marry her. That'll do it quicker than anything I know of.
Well, I ain't going to worry about that now. Let's sit down and wait for Mr. Randolph to show up.
Yeah, all right. Hey, will you lend me a nickel on?
Sure, what do you want to do, get a cup of coffee?
No, I thought I'd play the ad machine, man.
Say, Abner, get away from that thing. You're as bad as Opie. All
right, doggies, Lama, hit it! Blame it.
All right, you've lost all your winnings. Now, will you quit?
Bob, if you'll just slam me one more...
No. Wait a minute, there he comes. Huh? That's old Frank Randolph, all right.
Oh, howdy, gentlemen. Sorry if I kept you wait. Well, for Pete's sake. take a look who's there.
You recognize me, huh?
Why, sure. Jughead Edwards. How are you anyway there, boy?
Oh, I'm fine. Say, Frank, I want you to shake hands with Mr. Peabody.
Peabody, I'm glad to know you.
Howdy do you do? I'm Jughead's partner.
Sit down, Lum, and tell me all about yourself.
Well, we can't stay long, Frank. I just come over to see about buying a lot or two from you.
Well, I'll be glad to sell you one. It's a good idea to buy now because I suspect after a while they might go up a little.
Yeah, a little maybe.
Yeah.
I was wondering, Frank, if I could get a whole bunch of them lots.
A whole bunch? Oh, I wouldn't let you do that, Lum. I know you're just trying to help me out.
But I insist, Frank. What are old friends for if it ain't to do them now, or do them a good turn now?
There ain't nobody Lum's rather give the business to than an old friend.
Well, you'd just be throwing your money away, Lum.
Well, see, I'm trying to get shut of some of it so as I can get into a lower tax bracket.
Lum, if you get any lower, the Internal Revenue Department's going to have to dredge for you.
Why? Well, Lum, now the general rule in a deal like this is to sell only one lot to a person.
Oh?
Now, of course, now it'd be different if you were married and had several children. Then I could sell you a lot for each member of your family and, wait a minute. Are you married, Lum?
Well, to be honest,
excuse me, but I found it. Oh, husband dear, I've looked for you.
Husband dear? Why, Lum, you old rat.
Just a minute here.
I'm glad to meet you, Mrs. Edwards. Let me just shake your hand.
All right, but don't shake me too hard. I don't want to wake up.
Oh, Lum never said a word about this. He never even mentioned the subject of marriage.
You have no idea how he avoids that subject.
By golly, I'd love to have been at your wedding.
So would I.
Yes, sir, that's one event I'm certainly sorry that I missed out on.
Well, we'd be glad to run through it again for you.
We would not.
Say, I've got a little camera here, and I'd like to get a snapshot of you two. Stand close together. Put your arms around each other.
Hello? You heard what the man said.
Come on, let's have a big hug.
Yes, sir.
Oh, now look what you've done. You broke my cigars.
Hold still. I got it.
Good. Now I reckon you can tell me two of them lots.
Oh, sure. Tell me, how many children do you have?
None.
Six.
What'd you say?
None.
Six.
That makes 12 altogether. Oh. Well, more lots you can get, Lum.
Well, by golly, Lum, I had no idea you had a family like that.
Well, I'm a little bewildered by it myself.
Tell me, are they boys or girls?
Practically all of them, yes.
Well, I sure love to see some of the little types.
Say, Lum, I'm looking for Miss... Oh, there you are, Mother.
You certainly grow them big out here, Lum.
Yeah, he's a big, healthy boy, all right.
Hey, Spike is paddling with bigger old.
Now, what's going on here anyway?
Just keep your rompers on, Junior. Daddy will explain it all to you later.
Well, sir, I'm glad to meet you, young man. I'll bet you were a cute little baby.
How much you want to bet?
Let me look at you. Yes, sir, you've got your mother's eyes, but you've got Lum's head.
Well, he don't use it much anyway.
Yes, sir, you've got your dad's nose and your mother's chin.
Hey, when you get down to that stomach, it's all his.
Well, son, tell me, do you manage to keep yourself busy?
Oh, yeah, we're organizing a Cub Scout pack.
Yeah, and I'll bet you'll make a good one, too.
Oh, I'm the leader.
I don't doubt it.
And she's the mother.
Yes, I know.
Oh, and that reminds me, Mother, the reason I come over here was to tell you that you've got 18 boys now.
Well, I thought it was 12.
I thought it was 17.
No, we counted them again, and there's 18.
Well, they're kind of hard to keep track of, especially since we got that new vacuum cleaner.
No,
to get a picture of you three together. I'd like to get one with Sonny sitting on his parents' lap.
It's easier to get one with the parents sitting on Sonny's lap.
Now, Alum, you stand right behind Sonny, and... No, I can't see you there. No, you stand in front of him and have your wife there stand beside you.
Shall we do that hugging one again?
Wait a minute. Lum, did he say your wife?
Yes, Sonny.
Holy smoke, did you two finally get married?
Junior, you better run on to that scout meeting, and Mother, you go with him.
Well, all right. Oh, and goodbye, Mr. Edwards. I enjoyed every minute of our marriage.
That's a great little woman you've got there, Lum. Yes, sir, there's nothing like a family.
Sure, nothing like that.
How many lots does that entitle me to?
Well, that's 18 children, let me see. And you and the missus, that makes $20 or $50 a piece, huh? Oh, that'll come to $1,000.
Well, let's see, Abner?
No.
I was just going to ask you to hand me that pen so as I can make out a check.
Oh, well, let's just... Here you are.
All I want you to do is sign it. I'll pay you back out of my profit. Sign right here.
All right. A, B. How do you spell... Oh, yeah, I'll recollect. There you are, mister.
Well, that's fine. And here's the receipt for the lot. Sure was good seeing you again. Drop in any time.
Oh, I will. So long, Frank. Come on, Abner.
Yeah.
We sure put that over, huh?
We sure did, Jughead.
I finally got even with that varmint after all these years. Have you got that receipt there?
Yeah, I was just reading it here.
Oh, I tell you, I was shaking in my boots, scared something would happen. Feared he's going to catch on any minute. How about you? I died 20 deaths, didn't I?
Well, you're all set for every one of them, too. Just look at this receipt.
Huh?
You just bought yourself 20 of the choicest lots in the new Pine Ridge Cemetery.
Now, here's a short message from your local Ford dealer. It seems as though the whole country is talking about the great 1950 Ford. Listen to what C.W. DeCandrey, a resort owner in Daytona, Florida, one of more than 420,000 delighted new Ford owners, has to say about Ford station wagons.
Our resort has had nothing but Ford station wagons, and I'm convinced that the new 50 model is the best of all. It has the real passenger car comfort, which is important to our guests, and when you take out the rear seats, you have the perfect hauling vehicle. Tell you something else. I think the 50 Ford station wagon has a certain air about it the others just can't match. It's so easy to keep new looking, too. Just a wash now and then, and you'd think we'd bought a new one.
Ford dealers hear praise like this every day, and they want you to get that fine Ford feel, too. They want you to stop in and test drive the Ford for 50. And while you're there, get the facts on Ford economy. You'll discover the new Ford is low in initial cost, high in resale value, thrifty on gas and oil, and inexpensive to maintain. Yes, first and last, the new Ford is designed to save you money. See it. Test drive it tomorrow.
Did you make out with Mr. Randolph? Did he buy your cemetery lots?
Oh, yeah, he's awful nice about it. There's a changed man there, Abner.
Did he give you the $1,000 back?
No, I got something way yonder better than that. He gave me a fourth interest in a rhinestone mine.